The DeKalb County Tigers are making their 11th consecutive playoff appearance. That's the most in school history. They have a challenging road ahead as they'll travel down to the Chattanooga area to take on East Hamilton this week. Tiger head coach Steve Trapp joining us via telephone on UC Sports Nation. Coach, you know, you've had some adversity you've had to overcome this year with some injuries and things like that, but all things considered, it's been another very good year for the Tigers. Just kind of looking back at the regular season as a whole, how would you best sum it up?
Man, I sum it up just I'm proud of our guys. I mean, they have battled. They have played extremely hard in every game. You know, we've lost four games, but three of those games have been one score or less. So just a little bit cleaner football in certain situations. Two or three plays go different in some of these games. And, you know, we could be sitting here as a one seed going into the playoffs. But I think it speaks a testament to our region this year. I mean, in the past, you know, I think a lot of people in the state would classify the region we were in as one of the weaker 4A ones. But I think this year, you know, the four teams, that's rare. I mean, we're all 6-4 or better. All had very close football games with each other. So, you know, I think as a region, as a whole, we were very successful. You know, as far as us, like I said, just a few more plays here and there, and it could be a different outlook.
Even going back to Friday night's game, you go over to Stone Memorial, game goes into overtime, missed extra point, the difference in a ball game. And like you said, I feel like the game's top four, Upperman, Macon, you guys, and Cumberland County, have all been just pretty much nail-biters, it seems like, right up to the final horn.
Yeah, well, Stone Memorial, not Cumberland. But, yeah, it's and you know, us and Coach Samber, you know, even going all the way back to when he was at York, we've had – I mean, there was a game there where he got us pretty good, and then there was a game where we got them pretty good. But other than that, it's been 1-2-point football games, like I said, going all the way back to when he was at York. And I know we had one game there where we won 42-41 on a missed 2-point conversion. I know we had a game here, kind of the same thing. We come back late right there and stopped them on a 2-point conversion to win. Even last year's game, they scored more touchdowns than us, but they didn't convert any extra points or 2-point conversions, and we kicked the field goal one by one. And then again this year, you know, it's the first overtime game that I've ever been a part of, you know, in my career at the high school level. So that was a new and neat experience. But it was kind of a gut-wrenching game, you know, offensively for both sides. You know, the defense has played extremely well for both teams. You know, there are some turnovers on their sides and lack of execution on our side, but some of that was attributed to how well they were playing defensively. And, you know, the bottom line is it was the worst offensive performance we've had all year long, but our defense held true to what they've been doing. But really the only stat that matters is one more point than they had, and that's ultimately how it ended up.
Moving forward into the playoffs, Coach, DeKalb County will go a different direction this year. The last couple of years it's been – Nolensville, Marshall County, Spring Hill, down in that area, more toward the southwest, if you will. And now this year, you're headed more southeast into the Chattanooga region. And it seems like there's different styles of football being played in both areas. Do you see a lot of differences in the styles of football in those regions?
You do. You know, some of those teams, it's a different style of athlete. I mean, just truth be told. And, you know, so it's a challenging, you know, event for us. But you know me, I like challenges. You know, we've been down the Chattanooga way there early on when we were getting into the playoffs. It seems like a lot of times, especially with the Z plan, we would get sent that way and face you know, and I like facing new opponents. So this is an opponent that we've never faced before, you know, so it's a chance to make some history, meet some new people, you know, impact new eyes and new hearts. You know, that's what we talk about a lot, so we're excited about the opportunity. You know, like I said, we've been fortunate enough to be at home quite a bit over the last few years. You know, when we were traveling this time. But, you know, we always say Walmart parking lot in Memphis, so it doesn't matter how far we have to go, who we got to play. We're going to suit up. We're going to go do our best. And we just want to make sure that at the end of the game, the opposing team know that they played DeKalb County. And, you know, our guys are going to continue to play hard. We do need to clean up some aspects of our game. We've been kind of battling that all year long. But, like I said, these guys are going to play hard for us, and we're excited for the opportunity.
What do you see from East Hamilton that really has you concerned this Friday night?
Well, I mean, offensively, they, you know, kind of spread it out. You know, so some of the things they do will be, like I said before, it's easier for us to reproduce some of these spread teams on our scout team than it is a wing T team. So that's one thing that'll help us out in just our preparation. You know, biggest concern really is just defensively. you know, up front. They've got a guy that plays defensive end that is just a disruptive force in all areas, you know, the passing game, pressuring the quarterback in the run game, and then the multiple looks that they tend to give, you know, the different formations. So just trying to get a bead on how they'll line up to everything, because a lot of times it's different from one snap to the next. And just, you know, so the biggest thing is our guys understanding what they're seeing. And if they're in these certain situations and what they see, then they should understand what they're getting. So the mental side of the game is a huge aspect each and every week, and that's no different this week.
We're talking to DeKalb County head football coach Steve Trapp on UC Sports Nation. And, Coach, we talked a lot about Isaac Knowles throughout the season, and for good reason. He's had a fantastic season, well over 2,000 all-purpose yards this year. And I know Mr. Football voting and such, you know, going on, and certainly it seems like a candidate that should be considered. What case would you make for Isaac Knowles being a Mr. Football candidate this year?
Well, just the title of the award, Mr. Football. I mean, what he's done for us, I mean, you know, having to start two games at quarterback. I mean, he's my starting receiver, and he's 10 yards away from being my leading rusher. You know, what he does in the return game, what he does, he's got 7 interceptions. I mean, that's like top 5 all time here at DeKalb County, probably in the top 3. I just, you know, I got him last week because he had 2 Friday, and I told him, well, he, you know, I had 6 my senior year, so he passed me up. But, you know, we kid about that. But, you know, he's made plays in every facet of the game, in every game. And that's how I was telling him through the summer, through the spring, and all that to all these coaches. Again, I'm shocked he doesn't have an offer yet, but because he can be what a college needs him to be. If they need him to play offense, he can do that at a high level. If they need him to play in the secondary at the safety position, he can do that at a high level. Return man, just a guy that other people gravitate to. He's always smiling. He's always working hard. And but like I said, it's, you know, as far as Mr. Football, I mean, what he's done on the football field for us this year, I think that title fits in pretty well.
Absolutely. If there was a definition for Mr. Football, with all that Isaac Knowles does for DeKalb County, he certainly would fit the bill. Coach Steve Trapp, best of luck to you and the DeKalb County Tigers Friday night as you head down to East Hamilton.
Hey, we appreciate it. Thank you, Tom.